The other book is for children. It's the picture book, so it's for younger children, and it's called Grrr. I'm not very good at reading things out loud or making funny noises, but it's the noise that a bear, a fierce bear, would make.
Sorry.
Thank you. Lovely.
I had to do the signs. I did the face as well, sorry.
Yeah, we missed that. So it's written and illustrated by Rob Biddulph, and he is the artistic director for the Observer magazine. And he started making up stories for his three young daughters and is now becoming a talent to watch. His first book, it was about a penguin, and that was called Blown Away. And that was won lots of awards, and he's now a firm favourite with people who know his work. This is his latest book, and it's about a bear called Fred. And each year in the forest, the bears have held a competition, and Fred has reigned supreme. So in the various competitions, there's been fish catching and hula hooping, scaring the humans, of course, but also growling. And in this particular category, Fred's grrr, thank you, is outstanding. And he's triumphed, winning lots of trophies and medals. But then one day, a new bear comes to town, or the forest, and strangely, soon after he arrives, Fred finds that he's lost his growl. He looks everywhere for it, because the competition's the next day. And his friends help him search too, but the grrr can't be found. So it looks like the new bear, who's called Boris, is going to win. But Fred's friends come to his aid in the competition, and Boris actually is exposed. It seems he was cheating. He'd stolen Fred's growl. Yes. But when he confesses, it's clear that he did so because he's, in fact, a very lonely bear. And it was a cry or a growl for help. He'd wanted to win, and he thought that by winning, that he'd gain more friends. So Fred and the other animals decide that they're going to forgive Boris, and so they all live happily ever
after. Oh, yeah. Nice story with the moral and everything.
That's right. But I've told you the ending, which I don't usually do. But I think that this time, it doesn't matter. You want to read it over and over again. So, you know, knowing the ending, it doesn't matter at all. And it's written in rhyme, which is always fun. And the pictures are really lovely. They're quite modern, very bold and cheerful. And Fred's wearing a sweatband over his head. So it's really lovely. There are details on each page that means that each time you look at it, you'll find something new.
If you want to buy kids a book, it's always really tough to know what they might have in their bookcase and they might not. And the chances are they're not going to have this because it's nice and new. So this sounds perfect. What sort of ages?
I'd say sort of three upwards.
Yeah, because you can sit and read it and they'll want to read it over and over, won't they?
Yes. And I think the parents will love reading this as well.
It's brilliant. So do one more girl for me.
No, you do it so well.
Catherine, I'm sorry. Thank you so much, as always. You always pick lovely books. It's brilliant. So thank you very much. I'm trying to backtrack now. Thanks a lot. Take care.
Thank you. Bye.
Catherine Lana from Browsers Bookshop. And if you're interested in Rachel Joy's visiting, then they've organised that event at Seckford Hall Hotel this coming Friday night. Get yourself a ticket, one of those last tickets, 01394 388 8890. Have a look at the Theatre Royal in Bury St Edmunds, their website for the Lavenham Literary Festival that's happening this coming weekend as well. They've got various authors there. There are only a few tickets left, so have a look at that website and see if Rachel Joyce has got any tickets left for that Saturday event. And those books, A Snow Garden, it's short stories by Rachel Joyce. It's a hardcover book published by Doubleday. Or for the youngsters, it's Grrr by Rob Biddulph, and that's a HarperCollins children's book. And that's just that, so that could make a good Christmas present.